Okay, we're going to go through the action sheet, item number 3. We'll look at, go through it first of all for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and page 5. Can I propose and second for accuracy? Councillor Burgess, Councillor Byrne. Okay. Any matters arising from the action sheet? No? Okay. The next item is item number 4. And we need a proposer and seconder on this in relation to the committee terms of reference relating to AHC and neighbourhood services. And Jonathan McGillie is going to take this. All right, Jonathan.
Well, Chairman, at your meeting last month, you did consider all the other committee terms of reference. Those have been, those, the two in question were delayed due to some discussions that had to be taken between the two directorates in terms of just finalising those terms. And you have the track changes there. Anything that has been omitted from one has been included, largely, I think, relate to changes around the building control and plan and moving into the ERT director. So those have been dealt with, Chairman. So the track changes are there for your consideration and recommend approval.
I propose a
okay. Proposed Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Wan. Any comments on the floor? Happy to move on. Okay. The next item is the Development Trust, the NI Public Social Partnership Project. We need a decision on this. Jonathan, do you want to take it as well?
Chairman, this is as a proposal from the Development Trust, the NI, which is a secured funding to look at a pilot programme, Chairman, to explore how the social economy sector can work more effectively with the public sector, Chairman. And the request is that this council, along with Antrim and Newton Abbey, Chairman, would form part of that partnership, along with the enterprise agencies and a range of other social economy projects, Chairman. We'd recommend that we would be part of the pilot initiative, Chairman, along with representatives from AHC and ERT and community planning, Chairman, that would have an interest in relation to the initiative, Chairman. So recommend that we partake in the pilot and feedback to the committee, Chairman, as appropriate.
Okay, do we have a proposer and seconder? Councillor McMahon, Councillor Sean Doran. Okay, any comments from the floor? Okay, happy to move on. Okay, the next item is for noting. It's the 4-year review of Councillors Equality and Good Relations Reference Group for period 2015. Sir,
Chairman, maybe I can pick up on that. It's just, again, the Good Relations Committee was established at the start of the term and has come to its conclusion now, and we'll be reviewing it, the membership post-election. But the members of the last meeting felt it would be good. We had done a review of the Quality and Good Relations Committee for the year. So again, Chairman, we have agreed, as what we've done is to sort of outline the mental health work that was done by the committee in terms of getting a lot of very sensitive issues resolved, you know, and getting it through the system. So again, Chairman, just for members, I think some members that are involved in it don't understand, don't appreciate the work that's been done onto it. So again, Chairman, we're going to get the facilitator in again. I think Dr. Kramer has done a really good job as sort of facilitating the meetings. I wouldn't say chairing the meetings, but facilitating the meetings. And again, we're going to bring him in June to actually to look at the establishment of the Good Relations Forum going forward. So again, all parties are represented, if not there, irrespective of size. And Chairman's just there for any comments.
Councillor Gorn?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just to echo what Liam has said, I think when we went through the review on the Quality and Good Relations Forum, seeing you see all the issues that was dealt with, and in some ways in this paper, and we'd asked that this come to this committee, it shows you that some of the contentious issues that we dealt with, and that isn't highlighted enough. I know it's meant to be a closed forum in order to have sort of honest debate behind closed doors, but at the end of the year, it's good to reflect back on some of these issues, and some of them that we've made serious headway with, and wouldn't have without this group. And I do want to put on the record, and especially from the SDLP group, and the work of Dr. Kramer, or John, in the group, and I'd like to see this group continue. And I made this point at the Quality and Good Relations group last week. I would like to see it continuing in its same format, and I know the terms of reference of the group will be discussed by whoever's elected to the new council, but it is important that every political identity in the council is represented on that, so we can have the most diverse and honest conversation. So just to put on record my thanks to the people that were involved, and especially John, and look forward to working in this group, hopefully, if elected on the 2nd of May, going forward.
Thank you, Councillor Byrne. Any more comments? Okay, duly noted. Okay, item number 7 is the NAC payment 2019. This is for decision, and I'll bring Liam in on that one.
Yeah, Chairman, we're a member of NAC, which provides, looks at issues regarding councillors' terms and conditions, and again, a critical organisation. NILGA provide the, I suppose, the Minister of Political, that aspect of it, like NAC, is specifically for councillors, managed by councillors. So, again, just recommend not Chairman on an annual basis.
Okay. Councillor Burgess. Proposed by Councillor Burgess. Seconded. Seconded by Councillor Walker. Okay. That brings us to item 8. This item is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. Can I have a proposer and seconder to go into committee? Councillor Rowan, Councillor Burgess. Thank you. Okay, so item number 8. All the best, folks, and hope to see you all next year. Sorry, read the committee. Read the committee minutes, please. Notes. Sorry. Missed the minute. Huh? Jump on the boat. So the lady getting done away in less than an hour. Sorry, I'm used to the arena reading it out to see. Sorry, go ahead,
sir. Okay, while in closed session, the following was agreed. Item 8, business case for the provision of advertising agency services for the Council's statutory advertising requirements. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to proceed with option 2, as detailed in the circulated business case, to appoint through a tender process an advertising agency supplier to undertake the requirements of Council in relation to statutory advertising. Item 9, replacement planning IT system. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Rowan, to endorse the proposal for a new regional planning IT system, as detailed in the officer's report. Item 10, Northern Ireland Public Services Ombudsman complaint. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Doran, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to accept the recommendations as outlined in paragraph 1.1 of the officer's report, including the £800 consolatory payment. Item 11, Civic Centre Regeneration Theatre Conference Project, DFI Rivers Agreement. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to note the contents of the report and approve the recommendations as per paragraph 3.1 of the officer's report to enter into a legal agreement with DFI Rivers whereby flood alleviation works required for the theatre conference location be incorporated into Council's project. Item 12, Civic Centre Regeneration Theatre Conference Project ICT appointment. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to note the contents of the report, approve the recommendations as per paragraph 3.1 of the officer's report, to approve entering into a contract with a successful integrated consultant team for the theatre conference project at a cost detailed in the officer's report, and enter into a contract with a successful integrated consultant team for the Civic Hub regeneration project at a cost detailed in the officer's report. Item 13, Jerry Brown Park, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to approve the recommendation as per paragraph 3.1 of the officer's report, to approve a lease of Jerry Brown Park to DFI under licence to facilitate site investigation works and to dispose of the asset through the vesting process to facilitate the construction of the Southern Relief Road. Item 14, request from DFC for repayment of grant funding in respect of the Big Screen in Newry. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Rowan, to approve the recommendation as per paragraph 3.1 of the officer's report to approve repayment of £23,192.99 that was allocated to the Big Screen in Newry to DFC as the expenditure has been deemed irregular by the department. Item 15, disposal of surplus assets. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to approve the release of the following assets to the public sector through the B1 process: NM123 Kilkee Town Hall, NM219 Newry Sports Centre, NM062 Malachy Conlon Park, Colville, and that members accept the expression of interest from the Southern Health and Social Care Trust for car parking on a portion of land within the Daisy Hill Nursery site, as indicated on the circulated map, and to proceed with the open market sale for the remainder of the site. Item 16, industrial relations update. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Doran, to note the update provided within the officer's report, and agreed to extend the approval to provide dedicated trade union, HR and payroll resources to the project, as previously outlined, including the necessary backfill where required. Item 17, request for annual leave carryover. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to approve the request for annual leave carryover of the Chief Executive up to a maximum of 10 days into the next year. Item 18, correspondence received from Department for Communities Rate Support Grant. It is agreed to note the correspondence received from the Department for Communities. Item 19, Albert Basin Action Sheet. It was agreed to note the action sheet from the Albert Basin Task and Finish Working Group held on the 7th of February 2019. Item 20, EWG Action Sheet. It was agreed to note the action sheet from the Efficiencies Working Group held on the 25th of February 2019. Item 21, SPWG Action Sheet. It was agreed to note the action sheet from the Strategic Project Working Group held on the 7th of March 2019. Item 22, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Rowan, to permit Serena Carville to sit as an independent member of the Audit Committee of Tourism NI in a voluntary capacity.
Okay, sorry, I didn't catch your breath. Thanks very much. Sorry, my apologies for not bringing you in when I should have. Okay, all the best, folks, here from.